Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. Well, today is April 18th. It is tax day today. It is not the typical April tax day. Normally, we celebrate tax day on April 15th. Today is the 18th. And as such, it is a day that serves as both excited government employee holiday and a day to keep only the most hardy of us from feeling overwhelmed, tired, and even sleepless. When you hear the phrase, "What keeps you up at night?" For me, it's not much. I sleep well. It's not even taxes that keeps me up. I guess I'm a little old-fashioned. I believe in the system and I pay like everyone, but I sleep well. And it got me thinking. 90 million Americans suffer from sleep deprivation or insomnia every single night. Busy schedules, never-ending to-do lists make it easy to place a low priority on getting enough sleep. According to the National Sleep Foundation, more than 60% of adults report feeling sleep-deprived on a regular basis. Getting enough sleep, getting restful sleep, waking up feeling rested, are as important as eating a healthy diet and getting enough exercise, according to the Centers for Disease Control. A good night's rest helps us stay alert and think clearly the next day and can reduce stress and depression. If you're cutting back on sleep because you think you don't need as much, or if anxiety about your job or the economy is causing insomnia, you could be doing yourself more harm than you even realize. Long-term sleep deprivation has been linked to a higher risk of the following: heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, being involved in a car accident due to slower reaction time, depression, substance abuse, inability to concentrate and pay attention. A lot of pretty bad stuff can happen if you don't get good rest. Well, how much sleep is enough? Well, sleep needs vary by individual and life stage. The National Sleep Foundation recommends 10 to 11 hours of sleep a night for school-aged children, 8 to 9 hours for teens, and 7 to 9 hours for the rest of us. So I have 5 tips for how to get a great night's sleep.
Mahatma Gandhi once said, "When I go to sleep, I die. And when I wake up, I am reborn."
But before I share those, I want to tell you that my wife Gretchen and I get a great night's sleep on our Casper mattress. Casper has some great products, including their high-tech foam mattresses, which debuted in 2014, extra breathable sheets and pillows, and now a product that isn't even meant for humans, the Casper dog mattress. It promises, you can check this out, to create a sleep environment that caters to canines' natural behaviors. A Casper R&D team spent 11 months conducting dog sleep studies, consulting with canine psychologists, churning through more than 100 different prototypes to come up with this particular model, which you can check out at Casper.com on the dog bed section. We talk about better here on the Not Old Better Show, and we also talk a lot about pets. Well, here's a unique product that's better for your pet. So check it out. It's a dog bed. Okay, now on to our 5 ways to get a great night's sleep. As I say, being well rested is a necessity. A good way to tell if you're getting enough sleep is to ask yourself if you feel happy, healthy, and productive during the day. If the answer is no, try these 5 strategies for a better night's sleep. Maintain a consistent schedule. Try to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends, so that your body gets accustomed to a regular schedule. Establish a regular bedtime routine. Reading, taking a warm bath, listening to music, or quiet meditation before you go to bed can prepare your body for a restful night's sleep. Get comfortable. Invest in a pillow, a mattress, and bedding that are comfortable and provide adequate support. When it's time to go to sleep, keep the room dark, quiet, and not too warm. I really prefer it pretty cool, but don't make it cold. Turn off any nearby lights or noisy distractions. Avoid stressful activities before bedtime. Don't pay bills. Don't do a bunch of work in bed. I really prefer to exercise in the mornings. Different people have their exercise routines at all different times during the day, but I think it is universally accepted that exercising strenuously right before you go to bed can make it harder to mentally wind down and fall asleep. Regarding eating, don't eat in bed. Finish eating about 2 hours before bedtime. Giving your body time to digest after a meal reduces the chance of going to bed with heartburn or feeling bloated. Absolutely try to avoid caffeine in the afternoon or evening, since it can delay sleep, as well as alcohol, which can interrupt sleep. If you've tried the strategies that I just mentioned and you're still having trouble sleeping at night, well, maybe you need to contact your physician. You might have a medical problem that needs to be addressed, such as depression or sleep apnea or restless leg syndrome. And remember, if you have more questions about sleep, let me know. Write paul@notoldbetter.com. But also check out the Casper.com website at Casper.com and their new line of pet beds. We all need great mattresses. And if not you, well, then your dog. So I say, let's all enhance those indoor sports, get a good rest, and talk about better. Thanks, everybody.